Morning Edition continues on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. It's a beautiful sight to see when deer traipse across an open field or even meander through your backyard. Now, as beautiful as it may be, an excess deer population ultimately causes ecological damage and, in some cases, property damage. In Ann Arbor, the deer population is estimated roughly at 76 per square mile. That's roughly 3 to 4 times what scientists would consider a healthy population density. The question becomes what to do, and it's been a somewhat polarizing issue locally. My guest this morning is going to help us through some of the potential remedies. Marita Holland is co-founder of the Washtenaw Citizens for Ecological Balance. And good morning, and thank you for joining us here at WEMU.
Well, you're very welcome. It's good to be here.
Can you even count the number of times you've seen deer roaming through populated areas in and around Ann Arbor this year, maybe even in your own yard?
Yes, well, this does strike near and dear to me and close to home because I have about a dozen deer that are regularly in my half-acre lot in Ann Arbor.
Certainly beautiful to see.
Absolutely lovely to see.
What are the repercussions on your property?
Well, they've been considerable. In fact, what I, as a master gardener, a master rain gardener, and a conservation steward have learned through the courses that our state and city government county teach us is that we need to have an ecological balance in order to have a healthy ecology and in order to have healthy streams and water around us, too. So when I plant native plants, as I do, I expect that I'm helping the environment. However, I have found that my spring ephemerals and my whole garden now has been so badly eaten by the deer that I really have an unsightly garden rather than what it was that we had in mind that I would create by taking these classes and doing what seems to be the right thing to do.
So in the grander scheme, we're losing out on an opportunity to make an environmental difference.
Yes, I think that's exactly right. And so that's the larger point I would make, is that we're working at cross purposes here, and we don't want that to happen.
Why do we have so many deer in Washtenaw County and in Ann Arbor in particular? I mean, part of it is overdevelopment of the area, but these animals have no prey?
Well, there are a couple of things in just what you've said. One certainly is that there is no prey. They are, in fact, the top of the food chain, and therefore there is nothing. There are no wolves here. But the other part is that, in fact, we have created literally a salad bowl for these animals. So we, along with many, many urban areas throughout the whole country, have this problem that we have put out a gourmet table of wonderful things to eat, and the deer come in to eat those things.
And the economic impact is significant as well. I think, what did you tell me off the air, roughly 1,000 car versus deer accidents in Washtenaw County alone on an annual basis?
Yes, that's right. So if you think about that, that's 3 times a day, and the Michigan Insurance folks have estimated that these accidents in general cost about $3,000 per accident. So there is a lot of money being spent or wasted.
And everybody's rates go up when these accidents occur.
That's true. And also the deer are oftentimes injured and then have to be shot, but also suffer during that time.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We're talking with Marita Holland this morning about an overabundance of deer in the Ann Arbor area. Marita is co-founder of the Washtenaw Citizens for Ecological Balance. Now, we've talked a little bit about property damage. I know some folks in the Barton Hills area get quite upset, as you've experienced, when deer trample through and eat much of the very expensive landscaping. Is there a way to put a dollar amount on that component?
Well, I suppose that there would be, but let's put it a different way. Let's put it in ecological terms. As the deer have eaten most of the ground story, have eaten the bushes and trampled the plants, what's happening now is that the small oaks, the small maples, the small trees and bushes that birds expect to be able to nest on, many of these birds coming from South America and having nesting ranges right here in Ann Arbor in Washtenaw County, such as some of the warblers, now are not finding places to nest. So there are some things that we can't put a price tag on, but in fact, when we've disrupted our balance so badly, we've really affected the whole of a natural system. I don't think there's a price that can be put on that.
There's no legal way at this point to discourage the deer from doing exactly what they're doing, and that's just being deer.
I guess that's right. There are sprays and there are various ways that people have come up with, but in fact, they're not very effective, and we're not allowed to put up 10-foot fences, which in fact is what we would need to keep a deer out, a 10-foot fence.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and again, you're listening to Issues of the Environment. I'm David Fair alongside Marita Holland. We are discussing an overabundance of deer in the Ann Arbor area. Marita, again, is co-founder of the Washtenaw Citizens for Ecological Balance. Now, Marita, we've laid out the issues, and let's talk a little bit about solutions. Ann Arbor City Council back in May directed the city administrator to look at the city's options, and that includes both lethal and non-lethal solutions. We've just discussed that non-lethal solutions don't really exist at this point. So what would the lethal options be?
The lethal options at this point are bow and arrow with sharpshooters or rifles. Again, these would be with sharpshooters. These are people trained to be able to take deer out very effectively and quickly with non-ricocheting bullets. But of course, when one is moving into a populated area, there's a great deal that has to be considered very carefully. And it's why many urban areas around the country, and some of them as close as Jackson, Michigan, have developed deer management plans.
Is there success that is tangible that we can see that perhaps we can institute a program that actually works?
Well, we'll hope that Steve Powers, in his infinite wisdom as he's working with many organizations in the community to develop this plan, will in fact find that there are some of those that are available. And it would seem that if we can cull the deer down to a ratio that makes sense in an urban or even in a non-urban area, then we will also be able to put that meat into our food bank or our food store, and that's also a tremendous advantage for all of us because it's a very healthy meat.
Even with that, there is a highly vocal group that is opposed to the killing of these animals under any circumstances. How do you accommodate that portion of the community?
Well, I think we do need to hear that point of view, and we need to have a reasoned and measured discussion. And that's part of why we, as the citizens group, have begun to accumulate as much research as we possibly can and as many plans and as much information and data as we can gather to help inform people so through education we can learn better what it is that we can do here and how we can come to a reasonable plan and decision.
The name of your group, again, is Washtenaw Citizens for Ecological Balance, and you've touched on it, but I want to get a more clear definition. How do you define ecological balance in this instance?
Well, I guess I would liken it to when one has an infection and there's a bacterium that must be rooted out in the body because we feel horrible and we have to have the help generally of an antibiotic, or we may have to. And in fact, that's what's happened in our environment. We now have a deer population that has gone wild, is out of balance with the rest of our system. So to be able to find one where we can live together peacefully and our birds can flourish and our understory in the forest can continue to grow and the insects and all of the rest of nature can work together as it generally does, that's what we need to have.
Between now and at some point in July, when Steve Powers from the Ann Arbor City Administrator is expected to bring back his recommendation to City Council, what would you like to see from the community in terms of this dialogue?
Well, I think that's exactly right. We need to have more dialogue. Our group has been very happy to have some of the council people come to meet with us so that we can talk. We've been talking with many community groups, and we're available, a number of us in our group, to speak with other groups and to help facilitate that dialogue.
And you have a website that's becoming a destination spot for resources on this subject matter.
That's right. It's a very simple one, the WC and then the digit 4. And then EB for Ecological Balance. So Washtenaw Citizens for Ecological Balance .org or .com. Either one will get to the site. And there again, I would point to the resources, which I think are very, very important.
Thank you very much for coming in and sharing your information today.
Delighted to be here. Thank you.
That is Marita Holland. Marita is co-founder of the Washtenaw Citizens for Ecological Balance. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a weekly feature produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and it's heard only on 89.1 WEMU.